Benny Carter is one of the greatest alto jazz saxists of the swing era. But more than a mere jazz saxophone virtuoso, he was a composer and arranger, gifted trumpet player, and an exceptionally versatile and talented musician. Benny Carter even appears as a harmony vocalist on Six or Seven Times, one of his earliest recordings in 1929, alongside Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax. In his starring role here, Carter's a fully mature instrumentalist. Listen for his signature alto saxophone sound, smooth, flowing, and exceptionally graceful for its time. Sharing in the singing duties on Six or Seven Times, Benny Carter, leading a reed section that included Don Redman and Coleman Hawkins. Carter displaying his typical light-as-air alto sax tone, ease, confidence, and clear sense of direction in his soloing and leadership. This is a tribute to an American genius, Benny Carter, on jazz rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for joining me during this hour of music from the 30s through the 90s of Benny Carter. As I've suggested, Benny Carter's talent was vast and diverse. He was a composer, arranger, and bandleader, a very good clarinetist in his early years, an excellent jazz trumpeter. He influenced Dizzy Gillespie. He was largely self-taught and was blessed with perfect or absolute pitch. He later composed for Hollywood films and television, wrote extended suites, taught at Princeton University, and performed for three American presidents. Even in his early career, Carter's remarkable talents can be heard on I'd Love It with McKinney's Cotton Pickers, sax solos by Carter and Coleman Hawkins, and Crazy Capers, which he wrote for the 1933 Chocolate Dandy session, with excellent solos by Carter, trumpeter Max Kaminsky, and Chu Berry on tenor sax. Thank you. Benny Carter arrangements from the early 30s with his own fine solos, Crazy Capers with the Chocolate Dandies, and I'd Love It with McKinney's Cotton Pickers. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for joining me for the elegant and tasteful music of an American genius, Benny Carter, on Jazz Rhythm. This next set sums up Benny Carter's years in Europe during 1936 through 38. He was a sensation there, recording and appearing to wide acclaim in Paris, London, and the Netherlands. Leading ensembles and collaborating with other great American jazzmen then in Europe, he set the standard for hot jazz and swing. In 1935, Carter takes Paris by storm, jamming and recording with Django Reinhardt and Stephan Grappelli in the Hot Club of France. In 1936, within 24 hours of arriving in Britain, he signed a record with the cream of British jazz musicians, briefly becoming director of the BBC Dance Orchestra and writing several movie scores. In 1937 and 38, he's hailed in Holland and France, Benny again recording with Django, Coleman Hawkins, and leading an international interracial jazz band in The Hague. And the rich fruits of Benny Carter's European stay can be heard on all these next four recordings. They showcase his sweet alto tone and impeccable phrasing on two of his own original compositions, Gin and Jive from London 1936 and Skip It, recorded for Dutch Decca. And then the set ends with Django in Paris. And here on My Buddy, the first tune in the set, after his solo and one by Coleman Hawkins, Benny switches from alto sax to trumpet. Thank you. Two from Betty Carter's recordings in Europe. The last one with guitarist Django Reinhardt was, appropriately enough, Farewell Blues, one of his last in Europe before World War II. And three other fine records made under his leadership in London and The Hague during the late 1930s. This is the music of Benny Carter on Jazz Rhythm. Still ahead, his Savoy Ballroom Band and live recordings made in the modern era by Carter from an extended suite and with jazz at the Philharmonic. An odd recording, that one. The long unissued Rambling in C. It was a trio from London in 1937, featuring Carter, of course, on alto sax and with that wordless vocal. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues and Hot Jazz, Old and New. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for joining me for the music of an American genius, Benny Carter. His brilliant composing, arranging, band leadership, smooth flowing alto sax sound, and brilliant soloing. Here's Benny in a 1954 trio session with pianist Art Tatum. Thank you. Benny Carter in a trio with pianist Art Tatum and drummer Louie Belson in 1954. This is the award-winning jazz rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for the music of an American genius, Bennett Lester Carter.